can figure out, folks. By the way, this is the Officer Jack McLam program for people just tuning in this hour. We have our dear brother on, Lindsey Williams, talking to us about some answers we need very desperately in our families in order to help survive the days ahead. And we've asked you to get a pencil and paper because we're going to give out that information here. And, Lindsey, I've got to get a copy of your new tape, too. I'm excited about it. Haven't seen it yet, but I need it for my family to share it with my kids and grandkids. And so let's talk about it, brother. Go right ahead.
Well, Jack, I don't even have it in my hands yet. It was being produced. They were doing all the editing on it this week. I had a phone call on yesterday that they're sending it FedEx. I'll have it in my office for reproduction on Monday morning, Lord willing. And I have never done anything like it. Now, this had to be done outside the United States of America. We could not even produce it in America.
Wow.
That's how potent this is. I mean,
yes.
I was concerned about even producing it. We did it at a big convention in Cancun, Mexico. There were about 800 people there. And there were people from 10 countries of the world there. And I gave the lecture. Then we took that and condensed it down to about an hour and a half. And there are things in there that I have never quite given in this manner before. I want the listening audience to have it merely because your dinner table is involved. I mean, you're being able to drive back and forth to the job every day. Now, not only do I give the documentation and the proof of what's taking place, but on this new DVD, I also give solutions. There are solutions to this. You need to prepare your household now. And if you start right now before it goes to $7 a gallon, you can do something about it. So if you've gotten my DVDs in the past, you haven't seen anything yet. I want you to get this one because, and I, as I say, I haven't even gotten the final edited edition myself. I'll have it on Monday for our production. So here's what you need to do. I'd like to, if you'll purchase my four DVD set, I have a four DVD set that begins in 1960. It comes all the way up to 2006. It gives intricate details, minute workings of the inner core of the elite. It talks about the energy crisis. It is part of the one of these four is an economic hitman who helped to set up the oil-producing countries of the world years ago, and after he retired, he dared to give me an hour and seven-minute interview, which is on DVD.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, we've put this in all new digital. It is beautiful color and sound, and we've got it in DVD format now. And this man gives the banks, the trusts, the intricate workings of the inner core of the whole financial world. In this hour and seven, you'll sit there glued to it. If you'll purchase my four DVD set, here's what I want to do. I'd like to give you two additional DVDs. Now, this will include my new Energy Non-Crisis DVD, which has been edited just this week. In fact, it's never even been sold before anywhere. This is the first time it'll be available. It's on your program, Jack. And if you'll purchase my four DVD set, I will give you as a gift two additional DVDs. Give them to you as a gift. You'd pay for them, but I will give them to you as a gift. Anything to help you know the truth while you can still keep food on your table and spare your family. Secondly, I will give you a copy of four of my books. Now, Jack, you've seen my books. They are not pamphlets. No, over 200 pages in every one of them.
Yes.
Beautiful full-color covers. A book that you wouldn't mind giving to any politician or any friend or neighbor. I'd like to give you a copy of all four of my books. 800-321-2900. We'll give that again when we come back on the air.
Okay, very good, Lindsey. Thank you. Okay, folks, like I say, this is information you have to pass on to your brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles, friends and associates. So we'll be right back with more from Lindsey Williams.
At Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allan. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allan takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm. Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allan.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Well, folks, you might remember me saying on this program a number of times that communist deep cover agent Henry Kissinger, codenamed Bohr, made the statement 30 years ago anyway that to control nations, you control oil. To control people, you control food. And by controlling the oil, they control the food, folks. And that's what we're looking at here. And so we need this information that Lindsay's providing for us. And Lindsay, give out that phone number again, very slow, for people to copy it down.
The toll-free number is 800-321-2900. That's a toll-free number. They'll be more than happy to take your credit card or check or any method that you use. It's a fulfillment house that handles my materials. Be sure and designate to them that you want the new energy non-crisis package that Lindsay Williams is just producing this week. That's toll-free number 1-800-321-2900. And if the lines happen to be busy, please keep calling back even up through Monday.
Okay, good idea. Thank you. All right, brother, where do you want to go from here? Lindsay, I get the impression that people don't seem to understand what's going to be affected by this oil, but you've said it so well that there's hardly anything you can think of, because everything is delivered. You know, if anything's not made out of petrochemicals somehow, then it is delivered by vehicles that run on petrochemicals, you know, and crude oil. So everything in our world will be affected by price. And notice that our income level is not going up in America. The dollar is declining, it's going down, and crude oil is going up, which means everything's going to get more expensive, Lindsay, and our income is not going to go up to meet it. So third world nation status, here we go.
The airline flies on a product made from crude oil.
Uh-huh.
The railroad runs on a product made from crude oil. The trucker that brings everything to your grocery store and to your hardware store, he runs on diesel fuel made from crude oil. The toothbrush that you use to brush your teeth at night, plastic, made from crude oil. Every facet of our life is touched by crude oil. This means then that everything at the grocery store is going up. Every time the price of gasoline goes up, groceries go up, hardware store goes up. Everything that you do in life is going to increase in value. The automobile, the price of that automobile is going to increase. Every bit of it. And the only people on the face of this earth, Jackie, it's so amazing to me how we can be so hoodwinked. Because the only people on the face of the earth that don't seem to believe that the dollar is going to crash is the American.
Yeah.
It's just almost unbelievable. Look at the countries who have jumped out of the saddle just in the past few months and said, we are scared to death of your $9 trillion national debt. We're not going to buy your T-bills. We're not going to buy your securities anymore. Whenever the Federal Reserve offers an issue of securities, we're not going to go and buy them anymore because we don't trust your $9 trillion national debt.
We know you're going to have to default
someday. And as a result, the first country to jump out of the saddle was Iran. That was on March the 20th of this year. And they said, we're not going to use the American dollar anymore. We're going to go to euros and other currencies in order to denominate oil sales. And then right behind that was Venezuela. And Chavez came along and said, I'm going to establish my own board, so my own bank. And he jumped out of the saddle and ceased to use the American dollar. In Nigeria, 2.8% of the world's oil supply. They said as soon as we get through kicking Shell Oil Company out and we take over the oil fields, we're going to denominate in another currency. Then Norway, who supplies all the Scandinavian countries with crude oil and with gasoline, Norway said we are going to diversify. That means we don't quite trust the American dollar so much. Then the United Arab Emirates came along and said, give me your ports. It wasn't the ports. All they wanted was hard assets because they don't trust our T-bills and our securities any longer. And when we wouldn't give them the ports, what the average American doesn't realize is that the next day after the United Arab Emirates was turned down on our ports deal, and the president tried to push it through under the rug until some congressmen woke up, and the next day after they didn't get that deal, the Americans don't realize that the reason with the stock market, the problems with the stock market is the United Arab Emirates the next day pulled $13.5 billion out of securities out of the United States of America and got rid of them.
Incredible. Wow.
They don't trust our. And then Bolivia came along and said, we're going to diversify. Now, this was the nail that was driven into the coffin. And this happened on May the 11th of 06. The average American didn't even realize it. On May the 11th of 06, Mr. Putin of Soviet Union said, we are going to cease using the American dollar for the sale of oil from the Soviet Union, and we are going to use the ruble. Let me read you this. Russian trading system, Russia's premier stock market, announced on Thursday, June the 8th, the first futures contract on Ural oil blend and others. And they said the first oil deal was denominated in rubles. That was June the 8th. Do you realize the countries that are jumping out of the saddle, that are jumping ship, and saying we are scared to death of the American dollar and your $9 trillion national debt, and they're not buying our T-bills? But this is so drastic, folks. Let me try to explain why. America must attract 17% of the world's capital on any given day just to service our national debt. That's not. I mean, just to service our national debt alone, 17% of the world's capital because of $9 trillion national debt. Now, when these countries stop buying our T-bills and our securities, and they no longer, we no longer have that 17% of the world's capital in any given day coming in, you know what's going to happen to the American dollar?
What's it going to do? Down. It's sure not going to come up.
Listen to Mr. Masahiro Kaiowai. Jack, the only people in the world that are not aware of what's going on in America with the dollar is the American people.
That's right. The news and everything's controlled here, and so they have no way of finding out.
Jack, on this new Energy Non-Crisis DVD that I offered a moment ago, I give all of these details. I give all of the financial background to this. I mean, you've never seen such a geopolitical, intricate presentation in an hour and 30-minute time as you will get on this new Energy Non-Crisis DVD. And I quote Mr. Masahiro Kaiowai. He is the chairman of the Asian Development Bank. You see, all these other countries know that America's dollar is fixing to crash. The only people that don't realize it is the American. If you look around at the housing market, if you look what's happening to inflation, if you look what the Federal Reserve is doing in raising interest rates every time you turn around, you'll realize, folks, you better wake up. I mean, we're in trouble. And Mr. Masahiro Kaiowai, the chairman of the Asian Development Bank, said just the other day, I'm going to quote, he gave it in a speech, and he said, East Asian economies need to prepare for a possible collapse of the U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
I mean, this is drastic.
Truly, yeah.
The American dollar has lost 48% of its value. Let me try to explain. Back in 1960, I could go to the gas pump with my vehicle, and I could buy gasoline for 35 cents a gallon.
We remember that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, remember it very well. That same year, I could take a $1 piece of paper called a Federal Reserve note. They've conned us into believing that it's real money, and it's not. Just a Federal Reserve note. And the Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express is, but the average American doesn't realize that either.
But I could take
a Federal Reserve note in 1960 into a bank, and I could buy a silver dollar with it. I remember it. I remember very well doing that back in 1960. Now, today, where would you get a silver dollar? You'd have to go to a gold dealer's.
That's right.
The bank wouldn't even sell it to you. And you take in a $1 Federal Reserve piece of paper and tell that coin dealer that you want a silver dollar. You know what he'll do? He'll laugh at you and say, "Who are you?"
Yeah.
You know how many it's going to take?
All the guys in the little white suits with the butterfly nets.
Well, and take you off to the crazy house.
That's right.
Well, today it would take 32 of those pieces of $1 Federal Reserve notes in order to buy that silver dollar. So the dollar has lost 48% of its purchasing power or its value. Now, back in 1960, I could buy that gallon of gasoline for 35 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
Today, I go to the gas pump and I pay $3 a gallon. You know I'm paying the same thing today for a gallon of gas that I paid in 1960?
That's right. That's right.
Come on, think about it for a minute.
Yeah.
1960, you paid 35 cents a gallon, and the dollar would buy a silver dollar. Today, in 2006, I go to the gas pump, I pay $3 a gallon, and I'm still getting exactly what I got back then because of the devaluation of the dollar. I'm still paying proportionately 35 cents a gallon if the dollar was still worth a dollar. But I could take that silver dollar to the gas pump, and I could fill up that tank, you know, just about like I did back in 1960. So, you see, it's not gold that's changed its value. It's the dollar that's changed
its
value.
Yeah,
and
the
crude
phony,
oil today.
The phony fiat dollar that's changed its value. Yeah.
Where are we? If only, folks, I beg of you, dial that number, 800-321-2900 to save your
table. Give it again on the other side of the break, folks. Very good, folks. There are things we can do about it, but we've got to study, and we've got to share the information with our friends and relatives. We'll be right back.
C'est Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program on this Saturday here in the USA. We've got a lot of things we need to be praying about, folks, and prayer's where it all starts to solving this problem. You can be sure of that, all the tapes you get and everything, if God is not going to shut these people down and allow us to survive, then it's just not going to work. But you go to prayer, and then you get these tapes, or matter of fact, you get the tapes first. And it'll drive you to prayer. I think, Lindsay, I think if they watch your tapes, they're going to be on their knees in prayer after watching your tapes, brother. And that'll work, no question about it. God's on his throne. Lindsay, one thing, brother, I want to give out that phone number again, but I just had Kelly down there at the station told me that we got two callers on the line, so give out that number again, Lindsay, your contact information, and then let's go to these two callers. Would that be okay with you?
Yes. This new DVD set that I have just produced.
Okay.
Call 800-321-2900. Now, that's toll-free. There should be operators standing by today, but if the lines are busy, please keep calling him up through Monday. 800-321-2900.
Very good. Very good. Okay, let's, folks, yes, let's do that. You may have some important questions for Lindsay, The number to call in today is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I'm sorry I forgot to share Lindsay with you folks out there. I've been enjoying give and take with him here. So let's go to Leslie in Virginia. Leslie, welcome to the program. You're on with Lindsay Williams.
Thank you so much, gentlemen, and I can't thank you enough for everything that each of you have done for the interest of this country and God-fearing people. My problem is this. I tried emailing Coral Ridge Ministries. They're on every week on the major broadcast, Channel 7. And Pat Robinson and Jerry Falwell, as you know, I'm from Virginia. And I cannot get a response, nothing from these people, and they've got broadcasting stations.
Sure.
And they will, and Congress, and I think what people fear is that when they call Congress, they blow them off. They won't respond. They're mum. And Mr. Lindsay, when I get off the phone with you, I'd be more than happy to make a contribution to RBN. If we can, because the memorandum that you have in your hand right now is critical. We need to get this out, and I plan to get this out immediately, but if RBN, and I'd be more than happy to give a contribution when I get off, to get it on the RBN or a website. So, because what you're saying, Mr. Williams, is in direct conflict with the major media, in direct conflict. And as you know, there's no question in my mind, the Middle East situation that is going, people don't understand this is just more than money and the collapse of the dollar. If we continue to ignore this, we will have blood on our hands.
Yes.
Blood.
Very much so.
And so it is critical that we get Mr. Williams' memorandum out. And I plan to do that Monday morning and to Congress, but other people too, because if you speak of these things, the first thing they do is attack the messenger. That's the first thing.
That's right.
And that's why we must be armed. And Mr. Williams, if you could assist us in this, I'll be more than happy to make a contribution to you too. And and also, Mr. Williams, I missed the first several minutes, but what the people don't know and what you are quite aware of is that how much the Asian markets are holding our debt, and it's approximately 40%, and the amount of money that's needed to float the debt, I believe it's around $2.5 billion to $3 billion per day. So with this incoming information that he has, this could put us right over the brink very easily.
What do you think, Lindsay?
This memorandum that he has.
Uh-huh. Lindsay, you want to comment?
First of all, I would like to thank our caller for supporting RBM. They deserve your support.
Very much. Very
RBM
much.
Is giving out the message as no one else in America is doing it. And I want to thank you for giving to RBM. Now, don't give to me. You give all of your support to Republic Broadcasting. Give them a donation. Give them everything you possibly can. They deserve it. Now, these other ministries you mentioned, let me tell you why they cannot respond to you. The reason they can't is because they're 501c3. That's the status that is given to nonprofit corporations by the IRS. And if they dive in any political subject whatsoever, they can lose their nonprofit corporation status. They are bound by the powers that be, and it was a method of doing this way back in the 60s. And as a result, these people cannot respond to you even if they want to, because they're scared to death.
And they're government entities. Yes, Lindsay, they
well,
are literally
Mr. Williams,
government
I'm
going to
take it one step further. Uh-huh. The Christians that I'm involved with, or whatever, and when I introduce these matters to them, they are so afraid, and they do not know how to get involved in the political system
at all.
They are so disarmed. It is so tragic because...
Okay, Lindsay, we're coming up on a break, my dear. Thank you so much for your call today, and we love you and appreciate your activism. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
And soldiers here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order absolutely loves people like Leslie. If we turn this nation around and back under God in our constitutional republic, it's going to be because of people like Leslie, because God told us in the Holy Scriptures, he asked us who are going to be the activists out there, not who's going to pray the most to me, but who's going to do something? He said in Psalms 94:16, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Does that sound like he wants you to hide in your prayer closets and just pray about it? Absolutely not. Right, Lindsay?
That's exactly right, Jack. And when I was at this convention where I produced this latest Energy Non-Crisis DVD, they said, now, this is a secular meeting. They said, you want to be careful about how you preach. They knew I was a Baptist preacher. But
they,
you know, Jack,
you, huh?
When I came to the end of my lecture, I said, now, you folks have asked for solutions. And I said, it's impossible for me to give a solution without starting at the right place. And I said, the right place to start is you've got to establish a spiritual foundation. And I said, that foundation is in Jesus Christ. And I said, the blood of Jesus Christ can wash away your sins. And I said, if you're born again in Jesus Christ, then all these other things, regardless of which way they may go as far as your particular life is concerned, even if the price of gasoline goes to $7 a gallon, if you're solid on the rock of Christ Jesus and you know you're born again, I said, all these other things, they may come your way, but they're not going to destroy your life. And I said the place to start, the first solution, and I'd say that to everyone in the listening audience here right now that's listening to Jack and to me.
Amen.
The place to start is with that which is of most value in life. You see, the only real valuable things in life are spiritual. Everything that is worthwhile in life is spiritual. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, kindness. These are the only really worthwhile things. A man said to me the other day when I was talking like this, he said, oh, come on, preacher. He said, I can't accept all this God stuff. And he said, if I can't see it, I can't believe it. I said, okay, let me ask you a question. Do you love your wife? Well, sure I do. I said, how do you know it? Can you see it? He said, no, I can't. I said, well, how you know you got it then? And I say the same thing with people. Why don't you try Jesus Christ? Why don't you try salvation the Bible way? Why don't you go and be born again and find out that what Jack and I are talking about is true? And when you do, you'll realize that that's where you start the solution process right there. Then the Holy Spirit can give you guidance in your prayer closet to know what to do to keep food on your table and to be able to pay the price when it goes to $7 a gallon for gasoline and to be able to support yourself when the dollar collapses. You see, all these things God will give you guidance in and will take care of you if you'll start out with establishing your household on the solid rock of Jesus Christ.
That's right. That's right. And I'll tell you what. You don't want to be going into this day coming ahead, Lindsay, without having being saved under the blood of Jesus Christ. My goodness gracious, you just don't want to go into this demonic system that's coming upon us.
Yeah, when it's time to cross the river, Jack, you don't want any problems there.
And I'm telling you,
You want everything settled before you get there.
Yeah. Well, this, Lindsay... give out that information again, and we want to go right back to the phones because we've got three more callers on the line, I hear.
We just produced the most unusual DVD I've ever done. I will not even get the master myself until Monday morning. And if you'll get my four DVD set, it'll begin with 1960, come all the way up through 2006 with every intricate detail from the economic hitman on. If you'll purchase these four DVDs, I will give you two additional DVDs at no cost whatsoever. I'm going to give them to you as a gift. I'd like to give you a gift of all four of my books. That's correct. Over 200 pages each, beautiful full-color covers. Here's the number. I beg of you, for the sake of the food on your table, know this latest issue. The number is 800-321-2900. There should be operators standing by today, but if for some reason the lines are all busy, then please call on Monday, 800-321-2900.
Very good, brother. Thank you. Let's go real quick to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on with Lindsay Williams.
First off, it's a great day in America when you two are on the air, and I ain't just a kid.
Thank you, brother.
First off, I think the biggest kink in globalization that the globalists have is they don't have a worldwide tax. They don't have the instrument yet to pull it off with, but they're working on it.
They're working on it.
You can't have a billion-some-odd Chinamen sitting over there that ain't addicted to oil. What they do, they open up the most favored trade status. We get China rocking, they're addicted.
Yes.
That's exactly what's going on in any country or nation that figures out that they want to keep their natural resources as their own is under attack.
That's right. What do you think, Lindsay?
Mark, you are a very wise man. Everything you have said is true. And thinking in the direction you're thinking will help to spare your household.
Lindsay, I wanted to tell you about the Dubai thing. Also, Bush signed, I forget the exact date, but it's the Oman Agreement. I think they're fixing to vote on that in Congress. I think it passed the House, I'm not sure. But what it does is free trade from the Middle East to America. So, in other words, the Dubai Pork Company could go through Oman, come over here and buy up all they want.
Well, they bought Grand Central Station back in November. They own Grand Central Station. Dubai does. They also bought four of the largest high-rise office buildings in New York City. And the only reason they're buying them is because they want hard assets. They don't trust our securities anymore, since we have $9 trillion national debt.
Now, your hard assets are really good, Bible.
Yeah.
God bless you guys.
Okay, Mark. Lord bless you, brother. Thanks a lot. Let's go real quick to John in Tennessee. John, you're on with Lindsey Williams.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, John.
First of all, man, it is absolutely an honor to talk to you, Lindsey. And Jack, I appreciate the program.
Thank you.
Lindsey, back in 1975, I worked as an 18-year-old kid on the pipelines. And I've got to tell you, these people, you were talking on a previous show about the power that the pipeliners have. This guy, J.W. Hayes, told me with no uncertain terms that he could get me out of the military. And he meant it, brother.
Wow.
With what's going on in the Middle East, if people want to have an understanding, get your heart right, accept Christ as your Savior, and you'll be surprised the understanding that the Holy Spirit can give a person.
Amen.
That's right. That's right, brother.
Well, yeah. when we see what's going on, actually I've lost my train of thought, but I really appreciate the two of you.
Thank you, brother.
I mean, it's coming so close. If you're not ready, you better get ready because it's going to be any minute.
Yeah,
the eastern sky is going to be splitting.
That's right. That's right.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, we have big officials in Washington. I heard the other day that the vice president is moving a lot of his wealth into gold right now. And a lot of them are doing that, Lindsey. Hard assets, man, you know. Because this paper stuff is not going to get it. They know what's going to happen to this paper, you know, in this computer ink called stocks and bonds. Yeah.
Am I still on?
Yes, you are. Go
okay,
right
well,
ahead.
It came back to me what I wanted to speak about.
Okay.
Lindsey, I heard you a while back. You were talking about the amount of national debt that we're beholden to other countries that are actually carrying our debt and our deficit. And I've tried to explain to people that when you've got foreign countries, China and the Middle East, that are holding much of the $6 trillion deficit that we have, and they decide that they no longer want U.S. bonds, and they go to another currency, theoretically it causes hyper deflation. But since nothing's made in America anymore, the things in America are going to be cheap. But anything made outside of this country is going to be, you're not going to be able to buy it because your money's not going to be worth anything. So we are really in a precarious situation with our economy. Like you were saying earlier, and I figure if God could keep the widow's lamp full of oil and keep meal for the prophet, he's able to provide for me.
Amen, brother.
Very good. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Calling in, brother. Yes, one more call. Or Lindsey, did you have something to say to John about
no,
what he said?
No, that's fine. I agree with everything John said. The Holy Spirit can give such insight.
That's right. That's right. And folks, if we don't start there, you're lost. I mean, lost in many, many ways. Let's go to Gene now. Gene in Texas, welcome to the program. You're on with Lindsey Williams.
Thank you very much. I have a couple of things I want Lindsey to comment on. Number one is what I call the domino effect of this price of oil and gasoline. A lot of people don't realize this, believe it or not. They don't realize that everything that you buy in a store just about is delivered. It's delivered by air. It's delivered by truck, by rail.
Yes.
And all of that, all those items and commodities that we buy in the store, which is about everything we use, unless you grow your own food, and some people do that. And even then, sometimes it takes oil and gas to do that, right? Everything goes up because when the price of oil and gas goes up, everything that's delivered to the stores goes up. These stores have to they raise their prices because of the rising cost of delivery transportation to their stores.
Uh-huh.
It's what I call the domino effect. So it's not just the price of gasoline at the gas pump. And then secondly, you know, we've thrown Christianity out of this country. We've thrown it out of the government school system, of course, and they teach evolution. We allow babies to be born in the mother's womb ever since 1973. You know, and we're under the curses of Deuteronomy 28, verses 15 forward. And it says, cursed shall you be in the city and cursed shall you be in the field. And, if this, at the high cost of living and taxes and the high cost of gasoline now, it's not a curse in the field, the country, and in the city, I don't know what is.
What do you think, Lindsay?
He's exactly right. Everything he said is true.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, there's one thing that affects the life of every human being on the face of this earth. I care not who they are, and that's crude oil prices.
Right. That's right.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the world runs on oil and gasoline, and like I say, every commodity that we buy in the store, the price goes up when oil and gas goes up. But that's
right.
Called the curse of Deuteronomy 28, if anybody would like to read that. It's a prophecy that's happening today.
Yeah.
And it was for the ancient Israelites, but it's for anybody, because in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, it says God changes not.
Right.
Amen.
He doesn't change. That's right.
And so, if we break his laws, his commandments and statutes, well, we're gonna suffer these curses today.
Well, that's what's going on, Gene. It isn't the International Crime Syndicate that's doing these things to us. God has unleashed these monsters, these demonic forces on us because we've allowed him to be thrown out of this nation. And we're under this oppression just like the Israelites of old, because we turned against God in this nation, and the only way to get back is right there in 2 Chronicles 7:14. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the escape clause for Americans today to get back under God and for God to heal the land once again. Gene, thank you for calling in, brother. You made some very important points, okay? Lindsay, did you want to say something?
Jack, it took 200 years for the United States of America to accumulate $1 trillion national debt. 200 years.
Yes.
In the past 18 months, this present administration under Mr. Bush has accumulated $1 trillion national debt. In 18 months. That means that most people are expecting $10 trillion debt limit before this administration is over. And I saw another figure this past week that just startled me to no end. We have $100 trillion in derivatives in the United States of America. Let me try to explain what a derivative is. That's paper debt. Paper debt. That's not even included in the $9 trillion national debt.
Incredible.
We took all of the derivatives in the United States of America, paper debt, and added them up, we'd have $100 trillion. Now, when we put all this together, it should scare people to death.
Yes, it should. But then again, they can't comprehend $1 trillion. You know, they just can't do it. But God can, and we need to search out the scriptures and get back under God's word, and we'll see a big difference in this country real quick, brother. Okay,
well,
I think
that's
Kelly,
the only way we can see it.
Yes, Kelly, did you say somebody else is on the line? John in Washington. John, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. You're on with Lindsay Williams.
Yeah, thanks, Officer Jack.
Hi, John.
I've got a sign on my briefcase that says Bush for treason now before he and Vincente steal all. But I think it's kind of strong. What do you think I should hold for signs? I'm just kind of walking up and down the street with a sign. That's the only thing I know to do, you know. Unless you
no,
got
hey, hey, Brother John, you get a hold of some of these tapes Lindsay's talking about, and you get some pieces of paper and hand out pieces of paper to people that say, listen to RBN, and you'll be doing more than just holding your sign up, walking up and down the street. So get some of these tapes Lindsay's talking about. Get them and pass them around. Lindsay, give out that information again. John, did you have anything else you wanted to say, brother?
Well, that's pretty much it. But I have been telling them to listen to RBN and also the WWCR, you know,
okay.
Whichever one they choose to like, you know.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Well, that's doing the most good, John, because you can use mass communications to hit the masses out there. That's what we're doing, praise God.
I buy these cheap shortwave radios for $9. Bell and Hal sells them.
Okay,
$9, and then I give them away, but I can't give away very many of them because I'm poor.
Oh, yeah, so. That's too expensive, yeah.
hopefully I'm going to get a settlement here, and then I'm going to buy this food and stuff so I won't starve, me and my daughter.
Okay. Sounds good,
so,
John. Lord bless you, brother.
Down.
Yeah, we got to go, John, but thanks so much for being there and also being an activist, brother. That's what it's all about at this time. Lindsay, did you have anything you want to say to John?
Jack, my DVDs are not copywritten. Now, I hope the listening audience is listening to me correctly.
Good.
This new DVD that I just put out, and believe you me, it has taken just a week of editing alone. This thing, it is not copywritten. Copy it all you want to. Give it out to everybody you
Praise
can.
Praise the Lord, brother. That's wonderful. That's what we need to do. We'll be right back and get that information off Lindsay again, folks, before we run out of time. Okay, stay tuned right after these important messages.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Turned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, our brothers and sisters listening out around the nation and the world today, welcome back to the program. We only have a few minutes left, and I've had people say, Lindsay, give out that information. Give it out a little slower, and they want to be sure they have it right, Lindsay. Go right ahead, brother.
Jack, the reason that my new DVD, which I have not even received the edited edition of it, I'll have it Monday morning here in the office for reproduction and sale. The reason it is different from anything I've ever done before is because I give all of the financial, monetary, background to every bit of this. In the past, I've just talked about energy and gasoline and crude oil prices and so on. I've decided it was time to talk about the national debt and the Federal Reserve and $9 trillion in 200 years to accumulate $9 trillion and $100 trillion in derivatives and all of these other issues that have to do with the most sensitive part of anybody's anatomy is the rear pocket. And so I decided that it was time to deal with the issue that is affecting people because of $3 a gallon at the gas pump financially, to give all of this background as to our national debt and everything else. And that's the reason that this new DVD is so potent, is because it not only talks about oil and the North Slope, but it talks about every intricate detail of what is affecting your household and your food table and your ability to make a living. So the number is 800-321-2900. And here's the offer. Buy my 4-DVD set, and I will give you as a gift 2 additional DVDs at no charge. I'll give them to you as a gift, as an incentive to try to get you to get this new DVD set. 4-DVD set. I'll give you 2 additional DVDs, and I will give you as a gift all 4 of my books. That's correct. All 4. Now, these are not pamphlets. Over 200 pages each. Beautiful full-color covers. There should be operators standing by today, but if for some reason the lines are busy or you can't get through until Monday morning, please call then. The number, toll-free, 800-321-2900.
Very good, brother. Very good, and I hope people got that. But it's just time, folks, that we know what's going on and know what we can do about it. And I think we've covered it pretty well today, Lindsay. Praise the Lord, brother, you were able to come on with us today. And we're just going to get back on our knees, as I'm doing several times a day right now during this time, and asking God to stay the hand of the enemy of God and liberty right now, because this is coming so fast, brother, that we need time to get your videos out. We need time to get this message out so people can prepare for the days ahead. And I think, Lindsay, if enough people, without any question, God has said this, if enough people come back to God right now, as 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, the Lord, it's his timetable when this revelation thing takes place, brother. And he says in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if the people will come back to him, he'll heal the land. And so there's no question that he can stop all of this and will stop it if we'll just come back to God in this nation. What do you think, Lindsay?
You're exactly right, Jack. It can be turned around, and it's because of talk show hosts like you that when it happens, we're going to pat you on the back.
Well,
I am so glad that the Holy Spirit led me years ago to do what I did. Jack, God bless you. I wish you the best.
Lord bless you, brother, and your family there. We love you dearly. Thank you for all you're doing for America, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Have a great day.
Great day to you, too. Folks, that's it for today. Gee whiz, you know, I just want you to know, and I want you to believe that this old cop truly loves you, America. I truly do. Have a great weekend. Good day.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.